Hi, and welcome to this meditation on whole person healing. I'm Tracy Stein, and I'm going to be your guide for the next several minutes. What I'd like you to do is just allow yourself to get really comfortable, whatever that means for you right now. It really doesn't matter if you're lying down or sitting comfortably, but just allow yourself to have your body very naturally and intuitively move into the alignment that feels most right to you in this moment. Just like that. And allow your breath to be the gateway to a sense of greater balance and ease. Just observing it more than anything, just from a place of healthy detachment. Very good. And as you breathe, you can just sense or imagine that you draw in light, a divine energy. And just allow it to permeate and surround and really move through every cell in your body and every aspect of your being. And you might find the imagery of water just naturally washing away anything you no longer need. You might find that to be helpful. Or perhaps the imagery of a beautiful and cleansing and temperate breeze. There's really no one right image. Just allow the one that is most helpful to you in this very moment to just materialize, just like that. And you can allow part of your awareness to stay with observing your breathing and the other part to be on the screen of your mind. Giving yourself permission to go within. Allow your body and your mind to reset. You're actually meant to do this. It's part of your innate wiring. And you can notice if there's a particular temperature that feels most comforting and comfortable, whether that's pleasantly warm or nicely cooling. Just notice, and that might change from time to time. But your body mind has probably been waiting for you very patiently for some time now to give yourself permission to go within and just focus on you. Such a loving thing to do, to take good care of you. And now you might imagine or sense that all of your cells are like stars in the night sky. Beautiful and brilliant. Some of them perhaps a little bit brighter than others, or some of them twinkling and others quite steady. With all of this vast and limitless space around them, just like you. We're actually made up of more space than anything. And so you can use your mind and your intention to envision that space and notice any areas that feel or have felt perhaps a little bit tight or tense. And just allow there to be movement around them, a healthy circulation of energy. And with your breathing now, just imagine or sense that you begin breathing through your liver. So your liver being on the right side, underneath your rib cage, in the front of your body. Such an important organ for clearing out those things that are no longer needed. And this is inspired by a book called Cell Level Meditation and adapted from there. But where you begin with the liver, to give yourself permission to just release. And notice what comes up. It might be something very simple and mundane, or perhaps something feels a little bit older. Just from a place of safe and easy detachment, just notice as you move the energy through your liver, surrounding and clearing each cell, and just releasing what you no longer need. And then trusting that that process continues as long as it needs to and in exactly the right way, because you know this unconscious part of you is so wise. It's always working behind the scenes, whether or not you're paying attention to it, but you can very consciously give it guidance. And set something healthy in motion. And now just notice as you're breathing through your heart, just feeling with each inhalation and exhalation, both enlivening and invigorating, but also calming and clearing all at the same time. This most precious organ, right in the center of your being. And with each breath, you can now see or sense as you breathe in light, divine light, healing light, in through your heart. Perhaps breathing a little bit more deeply now. And with each exhalation, just noticing as that light gets gently pushed out to every other cell in your body mind. With each cycle of breath, the light grows and expands, becoming more and more radiant. Flowing again through every cell, surrounding each and every cell of your body, helping to move things back into balance. And clearing out all of those things that the healthiest part of you is ready to release. And those might be old emotions, or just images and memories from your past that maybe a part of you has felt like you needed to hold on to, but another part realizes that it's very important for you, maybe at this time, to just allow those things to move into the past. You might even imagine putting them in a scrapbook that you can then put on the shelf. And of course, you could always go back to that scrapbook and revisit the memory if you ever really want to. But you might notice that there's no need, and that it feels really good to just file something away, to archive it, and to create space within you for the new experiences and memories and all of the growth that's occurring each and every moment. And again, just allowing the cycle of breathing each time to amplify and expand that beautiful light, just letting it very easily and gently but purposefully move wherever it's needed. And you might even have the image of some of your cells rebalancing and regenerating, or new healthy cells forming, and old debris just being washed away. Noticing how your muscles may very intuitively and instinctively unwind and release old areas of tightness, now becoming much more limber. Perhaps even old ways of thinking shifting. And making way for new ways of being that enhance your health and your confidence and your competence and your eagerness for each day. Wonderful. Now, as you continue to naturally breathe, just notice that the light or the water or the breeze or however you've envisioned this shift and influx of healthy cleansing energy so far, allow it to take on the energy of love, the highest vibration in the entire universe. And if this feels a little bit challenging, that's completely fine. Some people will find this very easy and natural, and to be something very welcome, that you can welcome with open arms. But for other people who may find this a little bit newer or a little bit less comfortable in this moment, that's completely okay. You may even wish to allow to come to mind someone that you love or have loved from a place of ease, a very uncomplicated and pure kind of higher form of love. And this may be the love you have for the divine or for someone who's taken really good care of you. For a child or an animal or an aspect of you that you greatly appreciate and are willing to take good care of now. And just notice, as your heart fills with this love, what it feels like to now allow that to infuse every cell, every nook and cranny, every aspect of your being in all moments in time. And some people might experience this as a beautiful pink light or something sparkly or just as a feeling, a knowing and a comfort and a contentment that you can receive with gratitude. One of the great myths that many people believe is that we have to be perfect to be lovable. But now you know that that really is not the case. That you were born worthy and deserving of love in the most uncomplicated and generous way. And that inherent quality remains with you. The most constant aspect of you is that you are worthy of love. So just let that infuse every cell, every space. Infusing you in every moment in time. So any moment in the past where you needed more love and compassion, just allow this energy to flow to any and all of those moments. And just trust that it's so. Each time you do this meditation, you'll notice that it is even more natural. And where you can observe it rather than feeling you need to really do anything. The wisest aspect of us is always listening and always there for us. And now that we're paying attention, we can send that love to us in all space and time. In the past, in the now, in a moment, in the future. To your child self and even before you came here. You are loved. And you are loving. And what a wonderful thing it is to remember that. The divine truth is that at our core, we are love. And now, sitting with that awareness and that knowledge, that you are timeless and that this love and healing balancing energy you can send to yourself at any moment in time. And knowing that the future is really a collection of probabilities and possibilities that have yet to occur, but which you can access in some way in this moment. And I know that's a lot to think about, but it's true. Allow your awareness to move forward in time to the you that is the healthiest and happiest, most centered, and even successful version of you. And as you channel and infuse that you with this loving, healing, divine energy, you actually create a stronger connection to that possible self. Making it your probable self. and perhaps even your inevitable self. The future you that is loved by you in every moment in time. And it doesn't matter the things that we've done that we wish we'd done differently. At our core, at our essence, we are worthy and deserving of love. So just again, imagine this radiating from you in all directions throughout space and time. And really now see or sense or experience the you in the future, feeling more balanced in body, in mind, in spirit, understanding why you're here, and embracing the very best aspects of you. Understanding it's not about perfect, but it is about embracing yourself with love. Being your own most steadfast companion and healer and guide. Just notice how that feels. And in a moment, we will return to the rest of our day. But before that, now just allow that feeling of love and compassion, of divine connection, to radiate to anyone you want to send that intention to. And it can be someone you know well or perhaps not. It really doesn't matter. Just notice where you feel guided to send that loving, healing intention. Just spreading positive energy throughout the entire universe. And more allowing it to be that way. Just observing the spread of light and compassion throughout the entire world. Understanding that every positive intention or energy that you put out there naturally returns to you. It's just the order of the universe. Wonderful. And so each time you do this meditation, you might find that this future, very balanced, very content, very loved aspect or version of you becomes clearer and clearer and more solid. Remembering that you are creating you in every moment. Terrific. And now just allow yourself to come back into a more alert and awake and clear sort of mental state. Still feeling really at ease and content, but much more grounded. Your feet now feeling very firm on the floor or the ground. feeling the breath invigorate your body and mind with each cycle. Stretching as you need to, and just giving yourself a few minutes to come back to earth, as they say, and perhaps taking a sip of water. Stretching. Just being kind and patient and gentle with yourself as you return to normal waking consciousness. And if there's anything that you notice that you want to remember, you can just write that down. It's always interesting to come back to that later and see what has transpired for you. Thank you for joining me, and be well.